We're standing at Bryant Park, and we can see this beautiful green lawn. They're actually taking it up in preparation, maybe to put down an ice rink. Now imagine, if you will, a roof covering over the entire park, and on top of that roof, a helicopter landing pad.
A heliport on top of Bryant Park? It's just one of those New York City ideas that were never built. But now you can take a self-guided tour of them with the help of a new iPhone application called Museum of the Phantom City. It uses the same GPS technology that apps like Yelp use, but instead of showing you where the nearest bathroom or Korean restaurant is, this app shows you visionary and sometimes bizarre city structures that never made it off the drawing board. Architect Irene Chang co-designed the app, and I met up with her in Bryant Park the other day to check it out.
It basically looks like a flat platform on pylons over the what's now the park. That's probably what, about how high up? Maybe like 30, 40 feet up or something?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Is it an airport or a heliport?
It's a heliport, and it was intended to shuttle people between, you know, Midtown Manhattan and the airport outside of town.
You know, it makes sense to make an app that shows people where the nearest exit is or where the nearest bathroom is, but buildings that don't exist, I mean, how did you come up with this idea, and how did you make it work?
You know, we looked at a lot of the apps that currently exist, like Yelp or Urban Spoon or Google Maps, and we felt like they didn't really exploit the potentials of this medium to be more of an experience. For me, it's more akin to something like the Looking Glass in Alice in Wonderland, you know, that you're kind of moving around in the city that you're very familiar with, that you walk through every day, but hidden underneath or behind these walls are incredible stories and people's dreams and visions for the city. You know, New York has inspired so many speculative ideas and fantastic schemes, and we wanted to make those somehow visible for somebody walking through the city.
Well, how does this work? So when you're walking around the city, will your iPhone like vibrate when you pass by a site? Is that how it works?
Or it doesn't have a vibrating function.
Okay, but will it ring? How does it indicate to you? Are you physically looking at it?
At this point, you have to have the app open.
Okay.
Just let me open it back up.
So you turn the app on, you basically tell the phone, yes, you can find out where I am located, and then it finds on the map what is close to you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right, so we're in Times Square. We're actually at the intersection, kind of in the pedestrian area by 42nd and Broadway. We have our app up. What should we be looking for?
What we're looking at now is Buckminster Fuller's Dome over Midtown Manhattan from 1960.
Wow. Great.
Oh.
I got it.
You got it.
Okay.
It's a black and white image. It's sort of a photo collage over an aerial map of Midtown with this kind of translucent bubble. And a lot of people, when they see this image, they think, oh, this has something to do with, you know, atomic fallout shelter. Mm-hmm. It has a sort of sinister quality, I think, this image.
Well, it makes you wonder why?
Well, when you scroll through the slideshow, he starts to explain, because we have the designer's own words here, and he explains, the energy losses of Midtown Manhattan under such a dome would be reduced approximately 50-fold. So if you go back and look at, you know, his writings about this project, it was really intended as a kind of environmental project.
Hmm.
He thought that, you know, the fact that all these individual buildings in Manhattan have independent heating and cooling systems was a huge waste. If we just put a bubble over the whole thing, we could save tons of energy and money.
One of the main criticisms of your app is that it doesn't work unless you're physically near the actual sites that never got built. Why did you choose to do it that way? I mean, you know, even if you weren't around a site, the information would still be compelling, right?
Absolutely. And for those users who are reluctant to walk, there's actually a website, phantomcity.org. But this is a program that's meant for people who love the city and kind of exploring it, not just from their living rooms or desks, but actually moving through it. And I think there's also something about standing on site and comparing what's actually there to what could have been that is incredibly powerful.
Irene Chang, who co-designed the iPhone app Museum of the Phantom City. Check out the culture page online to learn more about this iPhone app, see images of some of the visionary sites we talked about, and sign up for our Halloween Day meetup when Irene Chang and her partner will take a group of WNYC listeners on a guided tour, no iPhone needed. All that and more at WNYC.org.
Frustrates.
So do iPhones.
Yeah.